This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With Congress having gone on summer vacation without funding the fight against the Zika virus, the Obama administration has been reduced to the political equivalent of scrounging under the couch cushions for change. The Department of Health and Human Services is pulling in a little cash from here, a little cash from there, from programs that research cancer and diabetes, and from the fund that helps poor people buy heating fuel in the winter. Altogether, the administration has scraped together about $81 million, which sounds like a lot, but given the potential scale of the problem, really isn't. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at where exactly those relative pennies are going to go.
For one of the guys leading the Zika fight, it's been a pretty good day.
I'm going to be $34 million better off than I was yesterday.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is at the National Institutes of Health. NIH is getting almost half of the money the administration has scraped together. It'll be plowed into clinics from Brazil to Florida to set up operations to test an NIH homebrewed vaccine.
We have to hire nurses, get the materials there, start enrolling the individuals so that as soon as the beginning of 2017 comes, we can hit the ground running.
Fauci's in a hurry because there are more than 7,000 Zika cases reported already in the U.S., most in Puerto Rico. It's not just the government that's getting money. $47 million is going to private companies. Dr. Richard Hatchett is at the agency that will hand out that money to five different drug makers.
To make sure that you end up at the end of the day with a vaccine that has been licensed by FDA, you've got to take a lot of shots on goal.
Researchers think there's a good chance they'll get the ball in. Dr. Dan Baruch at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston has teamed up with Walter Reed. He says they've three great leads.
All of these vaccines in both mice and monkeys provided complete protection against exposure. The protection was striking.
Here's the problem. The money for the vaccines, it's only going to last about 6 weeks. So the next question is, can the administration get Congress to keep up the funding? I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.